Yeah, we've also sadly had a man drown at Dyett's Falls in Abbotsford this morning. So I had a lot of people messaging our social media asking why the chopper was up, and that's why they were assisting a multi-agency rescue along with search and rescue, water police and the Airwee, with Ambulance Victoria and Fire Rescue and the SES. So they responded to reports that a pair had overturned, we think either a canoe or a wooden boat, we're not sure, in rapid waters at about 1:30 a.m. And when we got there, we located a 46-year-old Upway woman in the water. She was retrieved by them doing a swift water rescue, and she was taken to hospital for observations, but sadly the body of a man who's yet to be formally identified was retrieved from the water.
Okay, it's a tragic case, but there'll be a lot of people listening, including Ross from Docklands, who knows why they were up half the night on account of a helicopter in the air.
Oh, okay, so now you know.
Now I know. Right,
that is very sad.
It is. Nat, what else?
I thought you were going to ask me what a swift water rescue was, because I even spoke to the search and rescue and water police and got all the info.
Nat Dean, what's a swift water rescue?
Well, it's when there's fast-moving rapids and it results in the air wing not being able to be used, and they get in there and out and rescue the person.
Right.
So good result that we've, sad that we've lost one life, but, good result to get that lady out.
So. Good on you, Nat.